Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, we join Katherine Johnson on the phone. She taught in Cloquet for many years, and she has just published her first novel. It's called The Wind and the Drum, and it's a story that is very similar to the story of other people here in the Northland, in the sense that it talks about Indigenous people and some of the threats to themselves and their ways of life that were experienced. And yet it's people, the Sami people of Scandinavia, and the encroachment of Christianity on their lifestyle. So it's very, very similar to a lot of situations that we're familiar with here in the Northland. Of course, a lot of people share this heritage, so we're maybe a little bit more clued in on this than some other parts of the country might be. Katherine, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
So talk about your story. It really is interesting, the differences and yet the similarities that we see in other parts of history and other things that were going on in the Americas at the same time.
Yes, you know, and that whole idea, I taught Spanish for many years too, and as I said, the history of Mexico and South America and how the cultures and the people and their beliefs, their way of lives were destroyed when a more dominant culture came. And that has always stuck with me. And then when I realized, after my brother did his DNA testing, that we are part Sami, and we had had family stories about it, but I, you know, it hadn't hit me hard until the DNA testing. And I started to do research about the people, and I realized, you know, how their culture and their way of life was threatened also.
It's interesting in a lot of ways, as I'm learning more about this particular pocket of people and the ancestors of the people that came here, do you find it kind of interesting that people who may have Sami heritage may or may not know it, and that in a sense their cultural experience or the cultural experience of their people is more similar to Native people here in this area than it is to the European settlers who came here?
Absolutely. When people came from Norway, Sweden, or Finland, and they were Sami, they did not admit it. You know, they said they were Norwegian or Finnish, depending upon which country they came from. They did not want to admit it because there had been so much discrimination in their home countries. And when they got to the United States, they realized there was discrimination for the Native peoples here, too. So they certainly weren't going to admit it. As a result, there was probably a great deal of severing, you know, of the culture being passed down. And it's recently, with the resurgence of interest in the culture and with the Sami Center in Duluth, people are beginning to wonder, and they, as they're having their DNA tested, they are surprised to find out, or they hearken back to old family stories, and they realize, hey, we were all from the northern part of Norway, or the northern part of Sweden, northern part of Finland, so maybe, just maybe. And as I've gone around talking about the book, I've had so many people come, and they have those questions. And so there's a great deal of interest in the resurgence of the language and the people and their ways, yes.
Do people wonder, as I guess I did as I was reading some of the background information about your book, do people wonder what is it about other people that makes you compelled to find another group to marginalize?
Oh, that is the big question, and it goes on today yet. Dominance, trying to feel that we are better or more superior, not wanting to accept differences, you know, wanting others to be exactly like we are. I think it's a complex question and why it's so ingrained in us that it exists even today.
It really is an interesting quest interesting makes it seem almost as though it's sort of a hobby question that you could address for fun, and yet it seems like it's a really crucial question that we somehow try to figure out what's beyond, what's behind all this. Of course, books are a great way to step into someone else's skin and look at the world from their point of view. Talk about your book, The Wind and the Drum, a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the plot and the characters.
The main character is a young girl, about 14, 15 years old, and I've named her Thule. And she came to my mind, or I started to envision and imagine her as I was doing research into what maybe my ancestral religion had been. And so I started asking myself questions about her, and the story began to formulate that she was to be the shaman or the noidi of her people after her grandfather died. And as part of that, she had to take what we might call today a spiritual journey to the Mount of Four Winds. And, of course, she's alone except for her dog and her pet reindeer. And she's hoping to make the journey and return to her people and kind of live happily ever after. But in between there, the strangers have come, threatening the deer and threatening their way of life. And because the people have been very stressed out, set it in the late 1600s when the Little Ice Age was at its peak, and therefore the climate that the people were enduring was even more severe than usual. So there are a lot of stresses on the people. So some of the people want to try the new way because the old ways aren't working so well, and the others are determined to keep the ways of their ancestors. So Thule must go and return with the hopes that she can fight against the message of the strangers, who are the missionaries. And when she returns, she realizes that she has more than one journey to take. And they take her to the king of Sweden at the time, who really hated the Sami people, and to escape being burned at the stake when she's there. She's hidden on a ship and taken to the New World, to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, where she meets with the indigenous people on this continent and learns that they're suffering the same things that she is. Eventually, she does return home.
It sounds like a fascinating read on a lot of levels, and a story that the present day ancestors, not only of the Sami people but of the Scandinavian people, would be fascinated to read.
Yes, that's been my audience, and of course, because there are so many people in this area who are interested in it and do still hold dear their family cultures from the Scandinavian and Nordic countries. It's maybe why it was picked for the One Book Read in 2018, and then I had the opportunity to meet so many people who either know of their ancestry or who are wondering about it.
So it sounds like if you want to take an interesting journey, or if you're thinking about writing a book, start maybe with a DNA test and see where that takes you.
It could be, or have a grandfather who told you stories about his grandfather and his reindeer and the type of sleds they used and things like that, which had been in the back of my mind for years, but I didn't know that the Laplander people or the reindeer people were any different than the Finnish people that I came from. I thought they were just people who lived further north.
Sure. Oh, the things we learn. Catherine, Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It's a treat as always.
Well, thank you for letting me be on.
Catherine Johnson is the author of a book called The Wind and the Drum, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.